My guest at this time is Dr. Michael Brown. He is the author of Saving a Sick America. He is a national radio host and a contributor for The Stream. We want to get his reaction today to the two high-profile suicides that took place this week, fashion designer Kate Spade, as well as celebrity chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain. Whenever something like this happens, many people find themselves in shock, and even more so when it's a family member or someone they know well. But it's not just the rich and famous. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, from 1999 to 2016, suicide rates increased in nearly every state, and in half the states, the agency found the rate rose more than 30%. So, Dr. Brown, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, glad to be with you, and this is obviously quite a heavy, weighty subject today.
Why do you think we're seeing such a rapid rise in the rate of suicides?
Yeah, and first, let me remind you that my doctorate is an academic one, not a medical one, but in being in ministry, we're constantly dealing with people with all kinds of needs and families with dealing with suicide. The last thing we want to do is judge the individuals. The last thing we want to do is point a finger at them. What's wrong with them? And why did they do this? And we understand that mental illness is something very real, that it's as real as a physical illness. And yet we have to ask the question, why the terrible surge in suicide? Why the great increase? People have struggled with these things over the centuries. We've always had suicide, but why the great increase? And I think as a society, we need to look and recognize that there's some deeper issues. I don't know that right now we're capable of even answering the questions, but we need to start answering the questions. I just saw a headline that suicide now is the 10th most common cause of death in America.
Yes.
You have so many young people taking their own lives. Now celebrities, now a famous chef. I mean, you think he's got it all together. He's world renowned and all of this. He takes his own life. If we start asking questions, perhaps we can save some people.
What are the questions to ask?
We have to ask, in what ways have we become more sick as a society? Has the breakdown of family life contributed to things? Has the isolation and loneliness in which people live contributed to things? Have we lost some of our spiritual roots that give us a sense of meaning and purpose and dignity in life as people created in the image of God? And are there larger factors in our society, shifts in the way we live, shifts in how we eat, shifts in how we spend our time from, say, endless video games, being out, walking in nature, whatever it is, are there larger things like this that are contributing to the deterioration of our mental health? Again, the last thing I'm doing is pointing fingers, and the one thing I know for sure is that a vibrant relationship with God through faith in Jesus, through the scriptures, has saved many people from depression, many people from suicide, but there are Christians that struggle with these issues as well. But at least these are some of the things we need to ask. And if we just look at this as, this is terrible, without it getting our attention, it's almost like we're having fatality after fatality with car wrecks and no one's talking about putting seatbelts on. I don't know what the seatbelts are here necessarily, but we need to look.
Let me follow up on a couple of the points you made there, Dr. Brown. First of all, you mentioned your ministry and how you deal a lot with people one-on-one. What are some of the ways that you engage them, get them to open up? Because one of the things we obviously hear after this is, oh, if only somebody had known. What's a good way to get somebody who's very resistant to open up about something they might think makes them look weak or failed in some way, and to get them to talk about it and start the healing process?
Yeah, so one thing is to be observant. Many times we're so caught up in our own lives that we don't stop and observe. And most people, if you take a personal interest in them, they're willing to stop and talk. So that's the first thing. If it's someone close to you, be observant. If they're going in a shell, if they don't seem to be themselves, take time out of your schedule and get with them and say, "What are you okay? What's going on?" Secondly, if people had hope, with hope you can endure almost anything. But when you lose hope, when the pain is too great to even think of tomorrow, that's obviously when people are going to consider suicide. And I know you have a case like Robin Williams and the physical degeneration he was suffering, and with that mental degeneration, in most cases it wasn't a physical disease the person was suffering with, but somehow with the emotional pain got too great. What can we do to help someone find hope once again? And as I said, if they can be rightly connected with God, then the future is bright. The best is yet to come. There's purpose. There's even purpose and meaning and suffering. So if we can help people find purpose and meaning once again, and then there's the famous book by Gary Chapman, Five Love Languages, to find out what someone responds to. Perhaps if we know people well enough, we can see this person just needs affirmation. This person just needs a role to play. This person is feeling neglected. And we know the things that can rightly trigger a positive response in their lives. Look, I'm all for prayer and asking God to work a miracle and heal someone. And we've seen that happen too. But there are a score of practical things we can do as well.
I do want to go back to the spiritual for a moment, because you mentioned that you've ministered to a lot of people who have found a great deal of hope and healing from depression or other problems that at one point had them considering taking their own lives, and they've found themselves in a much better place because of following after Christ. Get a little more specific on that, if you can, Dr. Brown. How have you seen lives transformed in this way?
Oh, absolutely. One thing is, when you know that you're in relationship with God, and he loves you, suddenly you have this extraordinary affirmation, my life counts. When you get rid of the guilt can plague you and destroy you. You get rid of the guilt, and now you know you're forgiven. You don't have to have those nightmares day and night. That's incredible. The fact that you have a reason to get out of bed in the morning, and that you know that you have a message that can help other people, these things are tremendously liberating. The fact that a habit that was binding you and eating away at you is gone, that's life-changing. Look, I was shooting heroin at the age of 15 and radically turned around at the age of 16. And to walk free is amazing. And then another thing that comes by being in God's presence is joy. It's the exact opposite of depression. So, you know, you can be around some people and they drag you down. You can be around other people and they just put a smile on your face. Being God's presence when you're in right relationship with him brings extraordinary joy. And I can't think of anything that would be an antidote to depression, suicide, hopelessness, any greater antidote than pure joy.
Dr. Brown, the last time you and I spoke was just a day or two after the horrific shooting in Las Vegas. And at the time, one of your messages was that despite the debates we have about gun control or more security in various places, the bottom line is America needs deep spiritual healing, because obviously the people who perpetrate these things need that type of healing. How would you diagnose where America is right now?
Well, of course, we're massively divided. The amount of people that love President Trump and hate President Trump is probably greater division than we've ever seen with a president. We are in a state now where one person's liberty is the taking away of another person's liberty. We recently produced a video called Can You Be Gay and Christian? Just lovingly looking at the evidence in Scripture. It has created a firestorm. I mean, we are getting daily death wishes and death threats just for putting out what the Bible says in love about this subject. So we are in a real critical position. The most recent Gallup poll indicates that Americans are embracing behaviors at a higher rate than ever before, including approval of polygamy went from 7% in 2001 to 17% today. We have the highest rate of approval of pornography ever, the highest rate of approval of men and women having sex outside of marriage, the highest rate of approval of divorce, the highest rate of approval of same-sex relations. So we are in a steady moral slide, a steady moral decline. The good news is that more and more people are waking up and recognizing that something's wrong. Even these tragic suicides, whatever the cause, and then the latest massacre in the schools, whatever the cause, the fact is more and more people are saying something's wrong. Even the terrible divisions that we're facing, the level of hatred and animosity, more and more Christians are waking up and saying something's wrong. The solution is with us and God, And if we really humble ourselves and cry out, it's a message in my book, Saving the Sick America, it's not too late for the patient, but the patient is in critical condition.
Dr. Brown, we thank you so much for your time today and helping us to put a very difficult issue into better perspective. We appreciate it very much.
Glad to do it. Folks can visit AskDrBrown.org for more.
Dr. Michael Brown is author of Saving a Sick America. He's a national radio host and a contributor for The Stream. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.